Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel Shishib Zechra Finder Ziva Gahagon Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Reb Levitas Ish Yavne Oimer. Reb Levitas, the person of Yavne, said this is the only time we have Reb Levitas in Mishnayas. He does come up in Avos Rav Nasan and other places, but in Mishnah we only have him once. Ish Yavne means he's extremely chashuv, and he used to say as follows: Ma'od Ma'od Have Shval Ruach. A person should be exceedingly humble. He should make himself very lowly and not have any sort of gaiva or chashivas within him at all. Why is that? Shetikvas enish rima, because the end of a person is just going to be worms in the earth. And the uniqueness of his statement is that we've learned earlier in the Masechta that it's always good to have a fair balance of everything. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. This is called the golden medium. You always want to be in the middle path. And Levitas is pointing out that when it comes to gaiva, being a haughty, that a person has to take the extreme opposite, go all the way in the direction of anava, of shval ruach, to cast himself as lowly as possible so as not to have the mida of gaiva whatsoever. Tells us, call Mechal Shem Shemayim B'Seser, anyone who's Mechal Shem Shemayim, he does a Chil Hashem in private, Nifron Mimenu Bagali. They're going to punish him out in the open. Echad Shoygeg Echad Mezid B'Chil Hashem, and this is whether he's doing the Chil Hashem B'Mezid or B'Shoygeg inadvertently or on purpose. It's a Chil Hashem, it's a desecration to Hashem's name, and therefore, even though it was done in private, Hashem is going to punish him in public for this. Now, what does that mean, a Chil Hashem? So we know there's many different things that if a person does them in public, that causes a desecration to Hashem's name, it causes other people to look with disdain upon Hashem, and that could even be accomplished in private. For example, he could do an Avera Lahachis. He's doing an Avera just to get at Hashem and anger him, not because he wants to do the Avera, but because he just wants to be Mechal Shem Shemayim. He doesn't care about Hashem and wants to dafka get him as much as he can. So that's considered a Chil Hashem in private. Or it could be that Avera is inherently a Chil Hashem, such as Avodah Zarah, which is basically saying, I don't care about Hashem, I care about this other thing which I consider a God, or swearing falsely in Hashem's name, that also is a Chil Hashem. So if a person is over this, even in private, Hashem is going to bring about a punishment in public. And according to some Mefarshim, that means that everyone's going to realize because of this public punishment that he received, what his Avera was, namely that he was Mechal Shem Shemayim in private. On to Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Omer, Rabbi Shmuel, his son says, who is his son? So he's referring to Rabbi Yochanan Breika of the previous statement at the end of the previous Mishnah. As Rabbi Shmuel says, and now we're going to have a number of memories about Limud HaTorah, HaLoimed Al Manasa Lamed, Maspikin Biyadei Lomaru Lamed. If a person learns Torah only with intention that he's going to learn Torah and of course teach it to others, but he doesn't intend whatsoever to do Gemilas Chasadim, even though he really should, but he just wants to sit and learn Torah all day and teach it, so he will be granted that ability to learn and teach. An example like this in the Gemara is Rabba. We found this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that he was Isaac in Torah all day, but he wasn't involved in Gemilas Chasadim. And Rishmal is telling us that even though, again, a person should be doing Chesed, nonetheless, he'll still be granted that ability to learn and to teach. Now, if a person learns Torah with intention that he's going to do, which means that not only is he going to learn and teach, but he's also going to do chesed, he's going to be given the ability to do all of this, learn, teach, and lishmar and lasois, as regarding Gemilas Chasadim, as we've been explaining. Again, he discussed Torah. Reb Tzadik says, Al tasem atara lizgado bahem. One shouldn't use Torah as a crown in order to become great with them, meaning he shouldn't use his Torah that he has in order to be able to attain greatness and honor. People grant him honor, then that's okay, get accepted. It, but he shouldn't sit down and start learning Torah with intention that I'm going to become great in Torah and I'm going to learn a lot and they're going to call me Rebbe and they're going to give me chashivas. That's not okay. Furthermore, v'loy kardim lachbar bahem, Torah should not be used as a shovel to dig with. In other words, one shouldn't use Torah as their parnasa. You should not receive money for learning Torah. And actually, this opens up a whole discussion of how people who sit and learn all day, avreichem, rebeim, dayanim, who pass in court cases, how they're able to receive payment for what they do. And there's two different thought processes here. According to some mefarshim, there's actually a real iser for anyone who learns Torah to receive money for it. And the only reason why cheder rebbeim could receive money is not because they're teaching Torah, but because they're basically babysitters. They're making sure that the kids don't run around wild in the streets. And the reason why a dayan is able to receive money is not because he paskin the case, but it's because he's receiving schar batala, since now that he's judging, he's not able to go do a different job, so we're able to give him a little bit of money for his schar batala. But it's not because he paskin the case. And according to these shitas, it's incumbent upon a person to do what we see throughout the Gemara with many Tanaim and Amirayim, that he has to open up a business, he has to have a job, he has to support himself with his own handiwork, and that's the only way that he's able to sit and learn Torah if he has a different source of parnasa. However, according to others, this is not so, that if a person's sitting and learning Torah and he has no other way of making a parnasa while he's sitting and learning, then he is allowed to collect payment for that, even though technically he's strong and healthy and with it and he's very capable of working and making a parnasa, since the ikar, the main thing is to sit and learn learn Torah, and when he's learning, he's not able to make a parnasa, so then he could receive support for sitting and learning. And it's very often that this is besides for the fact if a person goes off to make a parnasa, he goes to work, he goes to get himself a job, divrei Torah are going to end up being nispatel. He's not going to be able to learn. Torah is going to be forgotten, and that's obviously not a good thing. So therefore, it's obviously a good idea for him to sit and learn and be supported to do that in order to be able to bring more Torah to the world and prevent Torah from being forgotten. And Reb Tzadik concludes by quoting something that we had earlier in the Masechta, V'kachaya Hillel Omer. This is what Hillel said. U'dishtamish betaga chalaf. If a person uses the crown of Torah, he uses it for his own benefit, he's going to end up moving on, which means he's going to be taken from the world early. And halamata, you learn from here that kalanenu midivrei Torah, netel chayav min ha'olam, somebody who benefits from divrei Torah, either being considered chashuv, calling him Rebbe, giving him honor, or using it as a parnasa, his life is taken from the world. We're going to stop here for today and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.